I'm Kevin Hatchard, and this is the Ultimate Sports Podcast. Coming up this week, we'll look ahead to Saturday's FA Cup final, which is an intriguing clash between Arsenal and Hull City. We'll hear from both camps. Arsene Wenger and Steve Bruce will give us their thoughts. We'll also have the latest rugby news from our reporter Lee Peters. And Charlie Owens will bring us the details of the Skyride Locals. There will be plenty of free bike rides going on across the UK this weekend. We'll find out how you can get involved with your local event. But we'll start with football, and the 2014 FA Cup final takes place at Wembley on Saturday evening as Arsenal take on Hull City. The Gunners boss Arsene Wenger says his players can cope with being favourites.
There's a huge desire for us to finish a job in the FA Cup. There's a pressure there, a big one, but a positive one, because we can finish the season on the high and we want, of course, to take this opportunity.
Arsenal, of course, looking for their first silverware since 2005. That's a pretty big burden on the shoulders of their players. What about Hull City? What a tremendous run to the final it's been for them. Boss Steve Bruce has worked wonders with the Tigers this season. He's kept them free of the Premier League relegation battle pretty much all season. And Bruce says neutrals across the country will be backing his team.
When we're all grown up as kids, it was the major thing then, you know, of the FA Cup and the build-up to it, and everybody enjoys a shock. So, but if you're not an Arsenal fan, I'm sure the rest of the world would be rooting for Hull, I would have thought.
Fascinating game, because Arsenal are the favourites. They do have the better players man for man, but the question is, will they turn up on the day? I commentated on their semi-final against Wigan Athletic, and they were lethargic. They never really got going, Arsenal, and they needed a late equaliser in normal time to rescue themselves. Wigan can count themselves very unfortunate that they're not in their second successive FA Cup final. But when Arsenal are on song, they do play some breathtaking football. And if they start well and get a grip of the game, then they will win the final. But if it gets to about 60-65 minutes and it's still goalless, then Hull City will increasingly fancy it as the game goes on, and they will feel that just as Wigan did against Manchester City last season, they can grab a late winner. Well, now let's switch our attention to rugby, and with the latest news, here's our reporter Lee Peters.
Well, the regular Premiership season came to a conclusion in dramatic fashion last weekend as Harlequins beat Bath by 19 points to 16 to finish in a playoff place at the losers' expense. Saracens finished top despite losing just their third game of the season as they went down 31 points to 27 against Leicester Tigers, who finish in third. The playoff semi-finals are contested this weekend, with Tigers travelling to Northampton Saints on Friday night. Saturday's game sees Saracens take on Harlequins. Let's hear now from Quinn's Director of Rugby, Conor O'Shea.
Just so proud of the boys, of the way they face adversity, and we talk about belief in each other and willingness to work and go that extra mile. Nothing in life is easy, and it's worth having. And you know, we've a long way to go, but we know we have a tough place to go, but we'll go, bring our game, give it a crack. It's an unbelievable achievement what we've done with all the adversity we faced to actually get there. And we're not finished. We set ourselves a challenge of not making the playoffs. We want to win this thing, and it's the ultimate challenge for us, isn't it? You know, the might of Saracens and what they can deliver. But this is all our focus. We know that we'll go to their home patch and they'll be overwhelming favourites. But we'll take that challenge on. And if anyone thinks that we're going to go meekly into the night, they have another thing coming.
And just finally, you have touched on it, but what a team to play in the semi-finals, away where it's tough. Top of the table, Saracens, London Derby, and so much to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be great. You know, you have the Midlands Derby, you have the London Derby, same four teams. People might say that, but we've worked so hard to get there. And they're a great side. They're, you know, they're arguably going to go on and win the Heineken Cup, and but it's a long way to go. And 80 minutes, I know that we have to psychologically prepare ourselves to be under the pump, to be under pressure, to concede tries. But we have to be smart, because our time will come, like it did in Wembley. People wrote that game off as something that was one-sided. It was anything but. So if the little things can go our way, we'll be ready.
And Stuart Lancaster has named a 20-man training squad ahead of next month's tour to New Zealand. More names will be added once the six clubs still in action conclude their season. But the big news sees Danny Cipriani back in the fold for the first time since 2008. Lancaster says the sail fly half could be considered for the All Blacks.
You know, it's an opportunity, and ultimately selection, you know, will be determined how effective he is. If he's good enough, he'll get the opportunity to go to New Zealand, and if we feel he's not quite ready, then he'll play, hopefully, in a Barbarians game. But it's a starting point for him and his reintroduction to international rugby.
Well, we finish this week with cycling, and the Skyride local events begin this weekend. There are free bike rides going on across the UK, and they're designed to suit cyclists of all abilities. With more details, here's Charlie Owens.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm sure you're all aware it's been a massive week in the world of cycling. The first ever Women's Tour of Britain, well, that ended last Sunday, and judging by the spectators who lined the streets, it's been a big success. The overall winner was Marion Vos from the Netherlands. That's no surprise, as she is the current world champion. The Swede, Emma Johansson, finished second, while the highest placed British riders were Lucy Gardner and Hannah Barnes in 7th and 8th. We are also a week into the Giro, which is really the Tour of Italy, and this race lasts 3 weeks. And a third the way into the event, the two joint leaders are the Australians, Michael Matthews and Cadel Evans. Unfortunately, Ben Swift, the only British rider involved, is lying way back in 180th position, 38 minutes behind the overall leaders. But it's not all bad news for British riders, as Sir Bradley Wiggins is current leader of the Tour of California. And as I write this, his lead is 28 seconds over another Brit, Rohan Dennis. Now, with the promise of beautiful weather, it could be the perfect weekend to get out and about on your bike. And one of the great ways of enjoying cycling is to take part in organised group cycles, such as those run by Skyride, which is a joint venture between Sky and British Cycling. During the course of the summer, there will be 15 Skyride City events. Now, these are great fun days when a town or city centre roads are closed off to traffic to allow cyclists of all ages and abilities to ride safely together. As I said, it's a great day out for the family, and Team GB's Triple Olympic gold medal winning cyclist Jason Kenny is also a big fan.
The atmosphere at a Skyride is almost like a festival. It's a great celebration. Of people just everywhere on bikes, basically exploring the town. People of all abilities, all ages are welcome. It's just a great opportunity to come and ride on closed roads, which is a very strange feeling when you've never done it before.
The first of these Skyride City events is in Plymouth on the 25th of May, which is a week this Sunday. Now, you can find out all the other Skyride City venues and dates at goskyride.com. Well, there are also plenty of opportunities for organised cycles at a more local level. Now, they're not surprisingly referred to as Skyride Locals. These events are once again totally free. They take the riders along scenic planned routes, and all the rides are guided and supervised by friendly British cycling ride leaders. Skyride Locals have something for everyone. They range from family outings where the pace will be tailored for the youngsters involved, to confidence builders for novices, right up to challenging rides for the more experienced cyclists. Here's Great Britain's most successful Olympic track cyclist, Chris Hoy, with details on how to get involved.
We also have regular local rides led by British Cycling trained ride leaders who will lead the route and will be there to help along the way. It's a great way to meet new people and to explore your local area. Sign up now at goskyride.com to find a ride or route near you.
Right, Sir Chris Hoy has spoken. So take advantage of the promised good weather, have a look at goskyride.com and get out on your bikes and make the most of this summer starting this weekend.
Well, that's it for this week. From myself, Kevin Hatchard, Lee Peters and Charlie Owens, it's goodbye for now.